You're listening to Cross Currents. I'm Julie Kane, in for Hanat Baba. The dozen-plus members of Oakland-based Balkan brass band Inspector Gadget come from all over the world. They're serious students of Roma, sometimes known as gypsy music, but none of them are actually Roma. The group grew out of a collaboration between activist street band The Brass Liberation Orchestra and the nonprofit Voice of Roma, which works to dismantle stereotypes about Romani culture, largely through the arts. Over the last couple years, the band has been in a long-term collaboration with Roma clarinetist Ismail Luminovsky, and they're about to release their debut album together. In this edition of Bay Area Beats, band members Marco Perez Coppola, who's from Italy, and Ophir Uziel, originally from Israel, explain the band's focus on both performance and social engagement.
My name is Marco Perez Coppola, and I play percussion. In particular, the drum is called tapan.
My name is Ophir Uziel, and I play accordion, Inspector Gadget. I identify as the inspirationalist.
Can I say spiritual guide of the band?
In times of crisis. When we started forming a band, we were on a hunt on a name. So the name, we want, one of the things that we talked about is using the word gage. Gage is a word that describes a non-Romani person, an outsider. And we all international folk that play Romani music as really put it up front, that there is a relationship between inside and outsider, you know, this cultural exchange of music. We came up with Inspector Gadget as kind of a joke, as a pun, that is allowing us to introduce first what is Gadget. And there is all these nuances again with this character, like there is policemen that trying really clumsily solve the problem of the world and constantly fail, but is like a symbol of good intentions. And
there's also the inspection aspect. So we're inspecting this music, this culture. Thus, Inspector Gadget.
We have been studying with Roman Salishopov and other masters as well as Ishmael Luminovsky, that other musician that we able to have a cross-cultural learning. The master teach you it by playing with you. So you really collaborate on a version that is working right now. This is the 21st century when digital music and traditional music and multicultural perspectives all come together. So you hear it, nuance of modernity in a traditional song. We may play in an arrangement of an old song written maybe like 60 years ago in a little village in Bulgaria, and we play with the same similar instruments, and the dancers are, you know, maybe symbolic to this music, but there's nuance of here and now growing music.
So one of my favorite songs on the album is called Chocek America, written by a Bulgarian clarinet player named Sally Oka. And Ismail takes apart his G clarinet and only plays half of the G clarinet and makes it sound like a complete different instrument. So if you were to hear this recording, you would never think it was a clarinet. It sounds like a truck ran over your ear. It's imitating the dzurna, which is the loudest instrument I've ever heard. It's a beautiful, overwhelming sound.
Let's say that both of us, I think, are street musicians in a sense. That we got our inspiration and education and the exposure being there in the streets. When you play on the streets, you really in this really direct interaction with the muse, with the consciousness of people, with what's going on, whatever the weather, whatever the political time, whatever the struggle. So you really conjure that. So we both bring it to the band because this music is played in ceremonial, in the streets, one-to-one, you know, for dance, for interaction. He brings it very well through the drum and the managing, bringing together everybody metaphysically with the sounds, but also like logistically, it works really hard to just connect constantly. And I'm just with the accordion, try to push buttons and to see what happens.
And we also do the opposite. We, you know, we bring the street to the band, but also we bring the band to the street.
The track number 11, Ismail Taksim, it's a short piece, but it's a taksim, which is a specific part of a song in the beginning that is kind of a invocation part. So it has a drone, which is a harmonic note, right, harmonized with like few musicians playing instruments and just giving a support for a soloist to improvise and introduce the thematic elements for the song to come. Ismail does incredible work there, and it's a very special moment.
We use this moment in the show to give everybody a breather from jumping up and down, but also to look within yourself. As outsiders and musicians, we definitely keep in mind the aspects of cultural appropriation that can benefit both cultures, but also hurt one culture in particular.
We're talking about populations that were suffer from discrimination and racism for hundreds of years. And right now we're seeing certain festivals that are really high-end festivals that consume the exoticness of certain culture, but the actual culture doesn't benefit anything from that. And oftentimes they suffer from the other end. I think Marco and I, we see how musicians dedicate their life to the art and the study, and it's which really takes a collaboration between two ends. You cannot just study through YouTube or just study by yourself. There is a direct reaction, you know, when you go out to the streets, when you go to the performance, when you deal with other musicians. So when musicians are using their music with a good intention and constantly growing and giving credits to their journey and really support the sources, this is the good way of kind of doing it right.